Defibrillator, written and read by me, Alex Capranis. I didn't know Big Jamesy that well. He hung about with McPherson, my flatmate. I'd met him on Christmas Day when I worked a shift at the 13th Note. He sat on the end of the bar, drinking and drinking, until he threw up over it, watery spew dripping onto the pint glasses on the shelf below. Christmas Day. Thanks, Jamesy. McPherson was the star of the Glasgow Easy Listening revival, spinning Klaus Wunderlich and Peters and Lee records in a kipper tie and polyester suit, smelling of Oxfam and Brute for Men.
Let's get a band together. It'll be great. Big Jamesy can play guitar. He's really good.
Okay. I'll ask Baldy Keith to come down and play drums. He's got a van as well. So I was back in the basement of the 13th Note with Big Jamesy, McPherson and Baldy Keith. We didn't have a name, any songs, or any idea of what we were going to do other than it was going to be really heavy. Big Jamesy looked like one of those late Ramones. You know, those guys that came in to play the drums or the bass when Dee Dee had gone off to rap. Leather jacket, black bowl cut, surly stoop and malnourished frame.
And on drums it's Benny Ramone!
Instantly identifiable but completely anonymous. We'd set up our gear. Baldy Keith's parents had bought him a huge ostentatious kit with too many toms and one of those backward cymbals. McPherson's bass was a beautiful Paddy's Market semi that shrieked when any amp was turned up over two. I was going to sing, and Big Jamesy brought out his Charvel and plugged it into a luminous yellow Dodd Metal Maniac pedal, then turned every dial on the PV tranny amp as far to the right as it would go. Then he started. Oh, shite. He's a shredder. Shredders are found in every guitar shop across the world. From the age of about 13, they become consumed by World of Warcraft, a fear of females, and the desire to move their fingers as quickly and loudly across the fretboard of an electric guitar as is inhumanly possible. Jamesy shredded, shooting bursts of angry, stuttering noise like jets of frustrated spunk from the speaker. McPherson joined in. Of course he did. He was the most enthusiastic guy I'd ever met.
Life's a joke, so let's make sure it's a good one.
An ironic, knowing good one. He dropped his head and randomly whacked his thick strings, and Baldy Keith went for it. Rolls and rolls and clunky rolls, complex patterns taught by a £10 an hour drum tutor, each ending in a triumphant blow to the backward cymbal, each completely disconnected from the bass, which in turn had no way of connecting with the chaos of Jamesy's shreds. At that time I was into Noel Coward. I was the only guy in Glasgow singing with a 30s received pronunciation as a suicidal act of contrary twattery. So I rasped effete witticisms only I would ever appreciate over the sound of insanity at 140 decibels. Eventually, Baldy Keith dropped his sticks and grabbed four cans of Red Stripe from behind the bar. McPherson was, unsurprisingly, exuberant.
I thought there were some great moments in there. All we need now is a name.
Big Jamesy had unplugged his lead, but his fingers still shredded, his left hand a malevolent grey spider, skittering to and from the pointed headstock. Defibrillator.
What's that, Jamesy?
We should call the band Defibrillator.
That's great! What made you think of that?
The Santa. The dead Santa and the defibrillator.
You know, the guy that stays in the bed set on the stair.
The Santa.
Old guy with a big white beard likes a drink. I'll kill him with my guitar. You know, he's always moaning about my practicing, banging on the flare, pure moaning all the time. Anyways, so I'd been playing for a couple of hours the other day when I realised I was just banging on the door. So I goes to open it and he's standing there. His big fat Santa face, bright red and bits of spit in his beard, pure shouting at me. How he's gonna give me a doing. This guy's a total Santa. Must be 70 or something, man. Anyways, like I said, he's totally in my face and going off on one when he falls flat in his cunt. Starts having this mad epi fit. Pure shaking on the floor like a big fat spazzy Santa. You can't say spazzy, James. It's ignorant.
Aye, right. So I didn't know what to do, so I just closed the door. And I rolled a spliff and I smoked it. And then I reckoned I should maybe call an ambulance. So I got 10p and I goes to the phone box. But you don't need 10p because the 999 calls are free. Anyways, so they tell me to stay in the room. So I go back. But I panic a wee bit and I think they're going to find my stash. So I'm hiding my stash when all these guys arrive wearing the bright suits. It's all crazy, man. These guys have got Santa's shirt open. One guy's blowing in his mouth. The other guy's pumping up and doing on his chest. Totally frantic, man. Totally frantic. Then they get out of the machine. The defibrillator. That thing is mad, by the way. I've got it on his chest and pure firing 5,000 volts of electricity through him. Totally fucking mental. Anyways, I think that would be a magic name for a band, because it would be like we were totally firing 5,000 volts of noise into the ears of the audience.
But what happened to the guy, Jamesy?
Oh, the Santa was dead. Took him away. But check this out. Jamesy had his hands in his pocket. When they were blowing in his mouth, they had to take his falsers out, and they left these behind when they took him away. Jamesy opened his hand to reveal a complete set of pink and white dentures. Everyone agreed that Defibrillator was a magic name for a band, but we never practiced again for some reason.
You have been listening to Late Night Tales. Music and stories worth staying up for.